This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. The Mariners are playing their final series before the All-Star break this weekend, hosting the Angels at Safeco Field. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that the Mariners need to get hot in the second half of the season in order to get in to the playoff hunt.
Art, this seems to be one of the toughest mid-season periods the Mariners have ever had.
It's really a dilemma because there's a lot of expectation around this team. A lot of payroll. They're in a top 10 in baseball. And yet they have just struggled so mightily in the first half of the season, mostly because they can't get runners home. A great example of that was Wednesday against the Tigers when they went 0 for 14 with runners in scoring position. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Somebody should be able to bunt a runner home
right.
or something. You know, it just really is altogether remarkable and for fans annoying to watch a reasonably competent group of hitters be unable to push a run across. And the upshot is that we are 3 weeks away from the trade deadline in Major League Baseball, and the Mariners have to decide, are they in it to win it, or are they sellers? Will they get rid of players in order to get prospects for yet another rebuilding campaign? That's what makes these next 3 weeks crucial in the Mariners' future, because they have to get hot or they're basically going to have to get rid of Jack Cerenzik after the year and probably the manager, because it isn't working after 7 years under Cerenzik.
The first half of this season has also been difficult to watch as Robinson Cano has struggled, and now we seem to know perhaps why?
Well, yeah, it's still a bit of a mystery because Robinson Cano disclosed on Sunday that he'd had a stomach ailment, apparently a parasite that was detected back in August last year and caused his production to fall off in September during the pennant race when they came up a game short of the playoffs. And it's continued through the offseason, and apparently it was bothering him during the season. But there's been confusion about it because Sunday, Cano told reporters that his health was okay. And there was nothing bothering him. There was no stomach ailment. And then he told a Spanish-speaking reporter for USA Today that he's had this ailment and it's really been impacting his play. The whole thing is awkward for the Mariners. I'm not saying that they were wrong in how they handled it, but when you see that his production was the primary culprit in the bad first half of the season, you wonder, could he have been helped by rest? Giving him a week off, would that have worked? I don't know, and I don't know exactly how sick he is. He did own up to acid reflux. But the mystery around it continues simply because the Mariners have not decided to disclose what's going on. And I understand from a competitive standpoint, Robinson Cano is part of the macho creed of pro sports where if the broken bone isn't sticking out, you play. But that's also counterproductive. What the Mariners needed was somebody coldly unemotional to evaluate the situation and decide, is it worth him to continue to play or is it better to have him rest and come back strong? I don't know the answer, but given the skepticism that's always around the Mariners and personnel decisions, I think the eyebrow arched is the proper position.
Well, it seems like he's coming back strong now.
Yes, he has rallied. Over the last month, he's hit over 300, has 4 home runs since June 7th. There is productivity returning. I can't quite say yet that it's the real deal, because when the Mariners were 0 for 14 Wednesday, Cano had at least 2 chances with runners in scoring position to drive in the tying or maybe the winning run, and he didn't come through. And that has been the problem this year and continues to cripple the Mariners as they head toward the trading deadline.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.